I'm so excited, and I just can't hide it. I'm about to lose control, and I think I like it. I like it.
Hi, I'm Edie, and I live in Wisconsin, where the windows are never opened, the air conditioner never stops humming, and the kids never leave the house. This mid-century mama is ready for some pumpkin spice weather.
Ah, hi, I'm Leia, and I'm living in an 850-square-foot condo where my husband caught a mouse last week the size of a small kitten.
Eek!
I know. Plus, we're in the middle of renovations, so I'm spending all of my time over at Edie's house.
We're the two chit-chat chicks.
Like always, we'll be sharing chit-chat tips and tricks.
Candles and energizers.
We will gather around the campfire to chat about burning topics.
Got energy?
And of course, we'll have our chit-chat challenge of the week.
In our chit-chat tips and tricks segment, we share things that make our lives just a little bit happier or better.
I am always on the search for the perfect candle. It needs to be nice and smelly, or should I say scented, and it needs to make noise.
What?
Yes, since I am upping my hygge game, I need my candles to have wooden wicks and to make a soothing crackling sound. Well, I discovered a candle that delivers on all fronts. My tip is to order some candles from Caleb's Candle Company. They are a small business based in Wisconsin. I recently placed an order for fall scents and was delighted to see that they have a Russian tea candle.
No way.
Yes. I ordered the Russian tea candle for my 10-year-old self.
Huh. Well, are these the candles we can't use during podcasting because they're so loud?
They sure are. And if you are interested in trying out Caleb's candles, a link to their website will be in the show notes.
Yes. Okay. Well, along the same lines, I want to talk about three sensory wake-up energizers that Jay Shetty writes about in Think Like a Monk, a book about practical steps anyone can take every day to live a less anxious, more meaningful life. He talks about how you can use scents, sight, and sound to help you become more mindful and calm.
I think I might want to read this book.
Yes, you should. For example, when you wake up in the morning, you might want to immediately look outside if you have a beautiful view, or have something to gaze at that calms you and makes you feel happy. You can also have a signature scent where you work or sleep that does the same for you. That would be lavender or lemon balm for me. And now that I'm getting started on my online teaching job, I've decided I'm going to have a diffuser going with my calming lavender scent next to my workspace. As for sound, you want something that will work for you. If you're Edie, it would be Bruce Springsteen. And for me, gentle ocean waves in the background works best.
Do I hear a campfire?
Do I hear a campfire tune?
Fire's burning, fire's burning, draw nearer, draw nearer. It's time for campfire chat.
Leia, today we are going to chat about ways to get energy. I am now teaching 90 students virtually while supervising my own unmotivated kids. I also have a house to keep up and a success partner to answer to. As Grandma Edie would often say, no rest for the wicked. I need energy.
Sure do. Well, my Oma would say, erst das Lachen, denn das Weinen. First the laughter, then the tears. Hang on. That's not really relevant here, is it? Energy. Okay. I can think of energy sappers. Our kids. No. Okay, seriously. I guess they actually keep me kind of young. Ah, that said, whatever we can do to energize us is a win. So what's something that's energizing for you, Edie?
Clean kitchen counters are very energizing to me. If I can get the kitchen counter cleared off, wiped down, and spritzed with some lemon cleaner, I can do anything. If the counters are coated in coffee grounds, dirty dishes, and papers, I have no energy and want to nap.
Let me just say, Edie, that I'm energized when someone does the cleaning for me. I don't derive a great deal of energy from doing it myself. In fact, it enervates me.
Nice vocabulary, Leia. Enervate is the opposite of energize.
Yes. I am energized by impressive and interesting and varied vocabulary, both in books as well as in scintillating conversations.
Then you must be super energized now, Leia.
Of course I am. Actually, I am so energized when chit-chatting. Talking about fun things and enjoying the company of friends, that's totally energizing for me. Actually, this is a big thing that we might want to talk about, our tendencies toward being introverts or extroverts. I lean more on the side of being an introvert, so I'm energized both by time alone, my Leia time, as I like to call it, and also by time with close friends, but usually no more than a few at a time. I tend to get depleted when I'm in a large group or at a big party. That is not my style. What about you, Edie? What's your sweet spot for being energized around people?
I am definitely an introvert as well, which surprises some people because I'm a teacher. If I'm invited to a party, I immediately start thinking of ways to get out of it.
Ooh, me too.
I am definitely a homebody, and a perfect Friday evening involves both a book and an early bedtime. So we are both introverts. Moving on. I am so energized by music. What about you?
Ooh, music. That's a tough one for me. I want to say I'm a lover of music, but I actually find myself quite stressed by it fairly often. This is kind of embarrassing because I appreciate music and the beauty and energy of so many kinds of music, but the rhythm often gets me actually hyperventilating and I'm seldom relaxed or energized by it. I need to be in the right mood. It's weird and kind of sad.
No, it's just you.
But I feel like I'm missing out. And frankly, it makes me kind of uncool.
You uncool? Never!
Well, usually I go to jazz or ocean sounds. Those can energize me at the same time as calming me. Dawn enjoys some good banjo or fiddle music, and that's when I have to leave the house.
Oh my goodness, banjo music rattles my nerves too. So that Paul Simon concert we went to, you didn't like that?
I love that. No, you know, there are exceptions, many of them.
Okay, all right. I am a firm believer in having an anthem. Mm-hmm. My anthem has been Born to Run since high school. And over the years, I have tried to change my anthem to a different group or duo, like Journey's Don't Stop Believin' or something from the Indigo Girls, and I can't make the change. My anthem has to be Springsteen. It was Badlands for a couple of weeks, and now I am trying out The Rising. I am interested to hear what songs energize our listeners. Do you think any of the chicks or roosters are energized by our singing?
We've heard they are, which is shocking.
Yes.
Okay, well, ice cream energizes me. Thinking about it, eating it, washing it down the drain, dreaming about the next time. Ice cream sandwiches. Oh, they're the best. Do you remember making that ice cream sandwich cake with the kids, Edie?
I sure do. I think we made it twice. Ice cream sandwiches smushed together with Cool Whip and then popped in the freezer.
Yes.
Yum. Did the kids get to eat any of it?
Oh, a little bit, I think. Oh, just so many times. Yum. I hate to say how totally energized I am by just having this conversation about ice cream sandwiches. I'm practically like, hopping off the chair.
Yes, your voice isn't sounding as meditative as usual.
Shut up, Edie.
You know what is super energizing? Dry brushing your body and then taking a hydrogen peroxide and Epsom salt bath.
What? This just goes from bad to worse. It's scaring me.
Did you know your skin is your largest organ?
I thought it was your gluteus maximus. Oh, no, that's your largest muscle.
Yes. Well, there was a series of years when I was sick all the time. I had sinus infection after sinus infection and was on antibiotics so much they became ineffective. So I started going to an acupuncturist and she gave me a recipe for a detox bath. You start off by dry brushing your body. Do you have a dry brush, Leia?
No. I have a hairbrush, a toothbrush, a toilet brush.
A dry brush has very stiff bristles, like from a warthog, and it's about the size of your hand. Okay. So the idea is to brush all of your skin in the direction of your heart, obviously.
Okay.
The brushing gets everything moving, and maybe it gets your chi moving.
Yeah, I can see that.
Anyway, after you finish vigorously brushing your body, you dump 4 cups of salts in the bathtub filled with hot water and 2 containers of hydrogen peroxide, and then you stew in the water.
What? Oh my, that paints a very vivid picture, and that sounds like a recipe for a very strong reaction, Edie.
It was. Here's the thing. I did this one evening. I brushed my body. I ran a hot salted peroxide bath and soaked in it for as long as I could stand it. And wow, I was bright red. When I got out of the tub, I was so energized. My skin was tingling in a bad way and my heart was wildly palpitating. And I seriously thought I was going to have a heart attack. And I couldn't fall asleep until 3 in the morning. So much energy. Too much!
Too much energy. Well, that's nuts. Oh, my gosh.
That's kind of nuts.
Ooh. Okay, so I'm a bit of a mentholatum abuser / addict. So sometimes I spray on this, like, super powerful tiger balm type stuff I got in Taiwan a long time ago. Non-regulated by the FDA, for sure. And after a hot bath, I spray it and my whole body is on fire. So I guess I kind of get it. Okay, so what about coffee in the morning, Edie?
I love coffee. Did you know I used to be a barista?
Yes, I did. Actually, you'd be the perfect barista. Who wouldn't love to meet up with your energy in the morning? I think maybe you could quit your teaching job and get back into the coffee shop.
It has crossed my mind. Coffee definitely energizes me, and I prefer dark roasts with a splash of grass-fed half and half. Yeah. In fact, often when I'm going to bed, I get all happy and energized thinking about my first cup of morning coffee. I have to stop drinking coffee around noon, otherwise I won't sleep well, no matter how tired I am.
Wow, yeah, I know you're a coffee gal. Well, I enjoy a good cup of coffee in the morning, and I'll admit I love it sweet and creamy. But what I really love are bubbles. Not even the champagne bubbles, I like those, but bubbly carbonated drinks. I think I spend more money on carbonated water than I do on actual food. Okay, that's a lie because I buy a whole lot and eat a whole lot of food. But in fact, listen to this. About 30 years ago, before it was a thing, I had a carbonator. It was this giant machine that took up half the kitchen counter, and I carbonated the heck out of everything. Wine, milk. I even double carbonated soda.
Who does that?
There is something incredibly energizing about making everything you drink bubbly.
What does carbonated milk taste like?
Well, if it's chocolate milk, the only kind I've had in the last 50 years, it's pretty darn good.
Well, I get the love of bubbles because, as you know, I drink carbonated water like a dehydrated camel. But don't all those bubbles get you gassy?
No, that would be all the Brussels sprouts I eat. Another highly energizing superfood.
Let me segue into another topic, Leia.
Please.
I am majorly energized by big earrings and a pedicure.
Why are you lumping them together like that? And how can they possibly energize you?
Well, I'm not a fan of wearing shoes outside, and as you know, I do a lot of gardening, and I'm constantly running to the compost bin with all my coffee grounds. Yeah. So my feet quickly become hoof-like.
They do.
Really bad. I don't like the experience of getting a pedicure, but I sure like the results.
Oh, I enjoy a good pedicure and foot massage. Tingly and tickly. Very energizing.
Well, I am energized by looking at my pampered feet and bright toenails. Also, I'm an 80s gal. I used to use actual Christmas tree ornaments as earrings. I think I used the Christmas tree ornament hooks, too. I think that's true. So I feel happy and energized when I'm wearing large earrings. I used to worry that big earrings weren't in style, but I don't worry about that any longer.
Oh, dear. Well, one of the things that almost prevented me from becoming an elementary school teacher was my harsh judgment of teachers who wore Christmas tree sweatshirts and earrings.
What?
And it's you.
It's me.
No. Well, I no longer judge. It's not energizing. Plus, it is energizing, right? To have fun with your accessories and your toenails.
So much fun.
Yeah. It's a delightful way to express yourself and put yourself out there while practicing self-care.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, pedicures and earrings. I can beat you at that combo game. Here's another odd one. I get amazing energy from exercising and eating and drinking at the same time.
That's ridiculous.
No, it's not. Listen, I love to hop on my recumbent bike in the evenings, prop up my iPad, and watch sitcoms on Netflix while eating popcorn and drinking wine. I know it's not the ideal form of exercise, but it makes me feel super energized and happy. And at least I'm not sitting on the sofa and eating and drinking. I'm moving my legs a little. And sometimes I even pick up some weights and work on my arms after I finished eating the popcorn.
You could market that.
I know.
Yeah, people would like to jump on that bandwagon.
Should have been a tip or trick.
I sometimes do jumping jacks between 3 and 5 in the afternoon to get some energy. It is healthier than eating half a bag of pretzels. I find the hours between 3 and 5 is when my energy is at its lowest.
Ah, good for you. That would kill me, this Achilles tendonitis. No way. But, oh, thrifting. Mm. You get some good exercise there and talk about energizing. I'm not a huge consumer and I don't love to shop, but there's nothing like the anticipation of heading out to a thrift store.
In fact, we'll be going as soon as we finish this episode. Let's hurry up and finish so we can start thrifting.
Yes, right? Okay, well, there are a few things that give me... I'm going to talk really fast now so we can get out the house. there aren't many things that give me more energy than rifling through the clothes aisles in thrift stores.
Well, thrifting is energizing because you never, ever know what you'll find.
Ah, true. My sister Nicole and I actually have this ritual when we go. She gets first choice going up one aisle and me on the next side going down. We each have our own carts because they fill up super fast. And we always show each other what we're putting into our own carts. And our comments will be things like, really? Or don't you think you already have a dozen things exactly like that? Or yes, that's totally you. And there is the thrill of trying something on and getting the perfect fit and the perfect look and knowing nobody else has it.
There's also the horror of seeing how bad you look squeezed into somebody's old clothes.
True. But that's countered by the thrill of saving all the money and still looking like $1,000,000 when you find something that works. And you might even find some fiesta wear or a puzzle or a crock pot.
Oh, I also get energized decluttering my closet and filling a box up with clothes to donate to St. Vincent's.
Yeah, sure enough. Cool.
Often it's the same clothes I bought from St. Vincent's.
Try them out for a while and then just keep the cycle going, right?
It's neither here nor there.
Oh, that's cool. Okay. So I'm going to end my energizing list today with the good energy I find in people all around me every day. When I go into my day with a plan that I'm going to smile and acknowledge people by their names, that I'm going to give them time to talk, and I'm going to listen with an open heart, the energy I receive back, it's like a star shower.
You go, girl.
Okay, well, that's effusive, but it's true. I'm convinced that what we put out, we get back. And I really feel like one of my biggest purposes on this planet is just to pump out good energy. Just try to be the love in the room. That's something I see as a purpose. And it's incredibly energizing when I go into an event, a classroom, a staff room, my house, and I actively decide to do that.
I love that. Do you know what thrills me and makes me happiest?
What?
I get the most energy when working in my studio. Yeah. I get into a flow and lose track of time. Making art is energizing. Maybe it is all the colors and choices and freedom to create whatever. I mean, there is no way to incorrectly create a collage.
Yeah, okay. Well, I feel the same way about writing. It energizes me so much when I'm spinning a good yarn or just reflecting or writing letters. So energizing for me.
It's an art, Leia, and practicing the art you love is energizing beyond words. So good.
And this is probably a good place to stop talking about what energizes us and move on to...
the Chit Chat Challenge.
Make sure you do something wonderfully energizing this week. Something you haven't done in a while or you want to try. Could it be a new song ritual? Something that jazzes one of your senses? A chit chat with an old friend on the good old fashioned phone or on Zoom? Cleaning your kitchen? Making some art?
Whatever gets your engines revving at optimum speed, make a point of doing it and share it on the coop. We want to read about what is energizing you and post some photos while you're at it.
So that's it for episode 9 of the Two Chit Chat Chicks.
Do you know how long the average podcast stays on the air, Leia?
No. How long?
7 episodes.
What? I knew we were above average.
We sure are.
Yay. You'll find all the info you need to know about our blogs and Edie's fabulous card company on Etsy in the show notes. Oh, and Caleb's candles and Jay Shetty's book, Think Like a Monk.
Meantime, look for our podcast every Sunday from now on.
Sunday is the perfect day to listen to a podcast, isn't it?
Especially if you can't go to church.
Yeah, sure enough.
Bye-bye.
Cluck, cluck.